Here's the way that our little exercise is going to work here. And if you want to be out by 9 o'clock, I need your help, okay? I need, listen, 5 couples that I can get to volunteer. You will not have to speak whatsoever. I need 5 volunteer couples right up here in front. Who will be my first volunteer or who I will select? Volunteers are going the wrong direction. That's always concerning to me. Here we go. You can just line up along here where everybody can see you. As I told the men, I said, we need 2 more before I start assigning. So if you want to say, here comes one.
You don't have to speak.
I might also tell you right now that there is no prize involved, okay? This is not a competition. That's exactly right. That's what I thought. We try to weed them out. Well, there's somebody I know. I'm not hugging all the contestants, just those I used to babysit, okay? Long story. Okay, so here's the way it's going. We got everybody? Well, I thought we saw 1, 2, 3. We're going to sign you. You just might as well save her. Oh, great. We've got a couple right here. They volunteered. You thought it was somebody else right down front, okay? Here's the way this is going to work. Tammy is going to sit here, and she's going to read a series of questions, and I'm going to need your help for it because the name of this game is entitled, Whose Job Is It? So when she reads the particular thing, you are to pick not necessarily what you did growing up, not necessarily how it happens in your house, but who you believe is their job. Here's how I want all you to help, is as soon as Tammy reads the question, I want you all to say in unison, whose job is it? Let's practice that, shall we? Boy, that was enthusiastic. Apparently, I should have mentioned, we're going to select one audience member to win a washer and dryer. Let's try it again. Yeah, there you go. If it's for pay, they're very enthusiastic. Now, I need to, let me borrow yours real fast. Let me just tell you, I have to do this for the men. The women figure it out real quick. Gentlemen, if the answer you're wanting to give is her shoes, the other side says his shoes. I have a lot of guys that go like this. No, you're supposed to show the side of the answer. Okay, so here we go. Tammy's going to read the question. You all follow with whose job is it? Then they'll have an opportunity to turn their paddles for whose job they think it is. Ready, go.
Whose job is it to take out the trash?
Whose job is it?
Okay, boy, howdy. Unanimous there.
Whose job is it to get the car serviced?
Okay. Don't worry, we've got a nice divorce recovery workshop you're going to like. Okay.
Whose job is it to mow the lawn?
Whose job is it?
Is the HOA one?
Is the HOA one? Well, then who's a great provider for their family? There you go. Yeah, okay. Okay, good.
Whose job is it to take the kids to school? Whose job is it to cook?
Whose job is it?
Okay. Very traditional, and a couple are finding out some things they didn't know. They didn't show either side. Well, that's okay. They're hungry. That's all there is.
People should notice this and take food to this family.
Yeah.
Whose job is it to clean the house?
Whose job is it?
By the way, your paddle is only to be used to signal your answer, not to strike your mate, okay? Okay, we got a couple of undecideds there.
Whose job is it to do the laundry?
Whose job is it?
Okay, pretty traditional here.
Whose job is it to buy the groceries?
Whose job is it?
Whose job is it to pay the bills?
Whose job is it?
Okay, interesting, interesting, okay.
Okay, if you're going together somewhere in the car, whose job is it to drive?
Whose job is it?
Couple of, I just love the guys going. They look first at their spouse and then the other guys. I'm sorry. I don't want to be odd man out here, okay?
Whose job is it to make vacation reservations?
Okay, this is always where we have one of the ladies go, vacation? What's a vacation? Okay.
Okay, whose job is it to do house repairs?
Whose job is it?
Where's that HOA when you need them? That's what I'm saying, okay?
Whose job is it to load the dishwasher? Whose job is it to make the coffee?
Somebody's looking for one that says Starbucks.
Gotcha.
You're curing people, are you? Yeah.
Whose job is it to turn on the porch light?
Who's so tight that you don't turn on the porch light? That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
Whose job is it to control the remote?
This is pretty.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
5 years. Do you have a TV?
Yeah.
You should get one. Okay. We're taking up a collection for food and a TV for a needy family. Okay. Let's see how it comes out. I'll take 10%. It's all yours. Okay.
Whose job is it to fold the clothes?
Whose job is it?
Whose job is it to fold them correctly? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I said there was no prize. There's a consolation prize for all of you, and that is we'd like you to have one of our books. So, there you cannot return this to Amazon. They know, okay? In fact, this is one of those that Amazon says, oh, just keep it. It's not worth the shipping. Okay, so you can just drop those off right here. Thank you. That's all the humiliation that we have. Is it appropriate for you to give them just a light round of applause there? Okay. There is a purpose behind the exercise, and I just want to share that with you before we leave. And that is the fact that as Tammy and I shared in our breakout today, and we'll share in the breakout tomorrow, there are some God-given roles, some God-given responsibilities, and of that, I don't think there can be any honest discussion. It's clear. But there are a lot of things that happen day to day that are not God-given. Tammy, for example, received an email from a friend. It was an article from a ladies magazine or somewhere, but it was characteristics of a godly spouse for women who were looking for a godly spouse. And it said things like, a godly spouse makes the reservations for a vacation. And a godly spouse, and a lot of the characteristics had nothing to do with, quote unquote, a godly spouse at all. And so what happens sometimes is that maybe it's the way we were raised. Maybe it's the way that our spouse was raised. Maybe it's the way that our neighbors convince us. There's any number of contributing factors, but the bottom line is, some of those things you work out. For example, we've seen couples that said, well, I was raised this way, that the wife does the towels, but the husband folds them. That's the way it was in Tammy's household. And without me being careful, it almost ended up being the way it was in my household. But you know what? That's the way it worked for them. When he would come in from work, he would fold the towels while he caught up on the day. That was more a courtesy than an obligation. We have other couples that say, this is the way I was raised, and it's not going to be that way in my household. The problem is you've got two spouses who were raised potentially different ways, and they come together and they collide at times on these. Meanwhile, you have the neighbors that go, oh, well, in my house, or you shouldn't be treated that way, or he should do this, or she should be doing that, any number of things, and the couple can become dissatisfied with one another without good reason. Let's take, for example, somebody said they make coffee. They're both coffee drinkers. They have a Keurig. They make their own. Either one of them are capable of doing it. It's probably just more convenient. Darren gets up. He drops his in there. Misty gets up, drops hers in. It's the timing. It works out great. That's fine for them. Does that mean he never makes a coffee for her? I doubt it. Does it mean Misty never can do it for him? Nope. Is it they had some major powwow and go, all right, if it's a soft drink, who opens the can? If it's coffee, who makes? No, it wasn't that kind of deal. It's just a matter of the way it works out. Some couples, for example, there's health issues for a time, maybe because of an injury, a surgery, or even a more chronic health issue that the husband or wife takes up added duties. Maybe it is that one begins to be the driver when they never were. Here's what we want you to realize, that a lot of that takes communication on your part, just with one another. It may be that a husband is frustrated to no end with his wife because she always starts the dishwasher and never unloads it. And at the same time, she's mad at him because she goes, you know what? I load the dishes, and the least he could do would unload it, and they never have a conversation about it. So they go round and round with the whose job is it kind of thing. So make sure that when you talk about those responsibilities that you're making clear that just because you didn't unload the dishwasher that you have violated God's eternal marriage command, right? Number two, that you're having a conversation about it. Number three, that you don't let others, that doesn't mean counsel or wisdom, but that you're not letting others dictate the way it's supposed to be in your household. Sometimes marriages have not giant problems. They're over the, let me just tell you the story really fast. The largest argument that Tammy and I ever had in our married life, I mean, of all the things that have been monumentally terrible in our relationship at times, the biggest single altercation, downright borderline fist fight, was over sliced American cheese. At least that's the way she saw it. For me, it was organization and process. When we ran out of milk or bread or cheese, there was a notepad on the refrigerator and you simply wrote sliced American cheese. So that whenever someone went to the grocery store, they would tear that list off. They already would have a list of everything that we had run out of. So, one particular occasion, the kids were home from college. I grabbed the list. I said, I'm going to run over to the store, pick up a few things. I'll get this stuff here. I got home, and one of the kids said, hey, would you make us and our friends all a grilled cheese sandwich? I said, not a problem. That's simple. I just need bread, butter, and cheese. I got out the butter. I got out the bread. I opened the drawer where the cheese sits. There was no cheese. I threw up my arm and I said, how could we possibly be out of cheese with such a perfect system as I've created here? And then Tammy added to it by saying, oh, I knew we were out, but I forgot to put it on the list. What ensued was a conversation. Is it a conversation when only one person is talking? It was a conversation from me to her about the value and the intricacies of the process that we had put into place in case there is an international famine and we know that we, I mean, it went on and on and on. She's going, I'll go to Walmart. The kids are going, I'll go to Walmart. I said, it's not about cheese, it's about process, right? And I promise, that wasn't the last time that we ran out of something and it didn't go on the pad. In fact, now she just has to go, Alexa, put sliced cheese on the shopping list. But in her defense, I did call her at home the other day and her and Alexa and Siri were all arguing with one another. So it's a madhouse over there. But the thing is, you need to understand that you're going to have to work through those responsibilities in your life regularly, continually. Don't get fooled into this myth of here's what he does and here's what she does. Some ladies love to mow the lawn. Some guys, it is a nightmare for them to be doing a house repair. It just is. I saw that the answers today were what I consider pretty traditional. And you know what I mean by that? That's pretty much the way I grew up, and that becomes traditional. Don't be fooled by those. Tomorrow, we're going to take one more focus on the role of husbands and wives, but we're going to do a little bit of a swap. Tammy's going to talk to the ladies about what it means to be a husband, and I'm going to talk to the men about what it means to be a wife, and you're going, how are you going to pull that off? And I said, here's how. I said, I am perfect to talk about being the wife of a family because I love Broadway musicals and everything about design and decorating. And Tammy's perfect about talking about a husband because she wants a Harley Davidson. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of reverse of that as well as some other things. We're going to have a day tomorrow. I promised David that with the Friday night, Saturday, that you would get the full measure of what we cover in any of our seminars. And so it's going to be a day that's, I think it's still going to be paced and it'll be easy to handle, but we're going to pack a lot into it tomorrow. And as I encouraged the men a little bit ago, I would encourage you to be back here in the morning at 9 o'clock. Like I said, it's going to be 3 hours of use and break time, and I hope that you will, you've already been blessed by it tonight. I believe that you'll be blessed even more tomorrow because of just what we're going to cover. In other words, the beginning of a thing is a good thing, but the end of the thing, man, it's a much better thing. So, hope you'll be here for that. Thank you so much for being here. David, any instructions before we're dismissed tonight? All right. Two or more have agreed, and therefore, everybody, thanks again for being here. We'll see you in the morning at 9 o'clock. Hey, and I'm only going to take 1 minute off the time because I only went 1 minute over, and that's rare for me. So, thanks, everybody.